This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Well, after 13 years of campaigning during this entire time, Equal Love Melbourne have been fighting for all of us and rallying us all together here in Victoria to fight for equality. And joining us now is the campaign manager, Anthony Wallace. Anthony, how are you?
Hello, Dean. Overwhelmed, ecstatic. Job done.
And how does it, you've been fighting for this for so long. I mean, how does this moment feel? I mean, it's all kind of culminated in this, hasn't it?
Obviously it has. I guess, look, we actually feel a little bit anticlimactic today. I think for us, the big victory was Australia's vote. That was a bigger victory than the actual passing of the legislation today. I mean, we've been glued to Parliament for 2 days. And look, it kind of changes. And even when the division happened at the end of the day today, we thought there was going to be another vote. So it was a little bit anticlimactic, but look, overwhelmed, it's done. We are stoked that finally Australia has joined up with the rest of the developed world.
Anthony, how does it feel after 13 years of being on this planet? You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and go, what are you going to do? Plan weddings, I guess.
We were talking about that now. Like, what do we do now? I think, we take a break. We attend lots of weddings. We'll see what gaps might need filling, and we might reconvene as an activist group. But, as far as Equal Love's concerned, we are still concerned with the legislation that was approved with some of the wording. Obviously, that will stay for the rest of the time. The fact that Australia once thought it was okay for people to list themselves to discriminate against us. Obviously, we would like that, and maybe an impeding new government, maybe a Labor government, might look at removing the words that will be placed in the Marriage Act. Effective immediately, recognise weddings overseas, and within 3 months or so, we're going to start seeing same-sex marriages. So it's great.
Well, of course, obviously the government passed it through today, and it was them debating for days on end to get it passed. But how important is it that we recognise today the work of the tireless advocates in our community, such as Equal Love and other groups that have kind of made this happen? Because at the end of the day, even though parliamentarians pushed it through today, it's because of the hard work of people in our own community. How important is that?
Absolutely. It's very important. It's very important to let those that didn't give up the fight, that continued campaigning, that continued knocking on doors, that rang their MPs, visited their MPs. It's us, the people. It's the queer community that won today. We might not have been the ones in suits in Parliament, and we're probably not going to be the ones shown on the news later tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be Turnbull and it's going to be Shorten. But look, you don't have to look too far back to see most of that Parliament vote against our equality. And most of the Parliament have a position against our equality. So today's victory was won by the advocates, the activists, and every single individual LGBTI person that actually told their own personal story over the past 13 years.
Absolutely.
And shifted public support to below 30% to over 70%.
Absolutely.
They are the champions of today's victory, not those parliamentarians we've been watching on the TV for the last 2 days.
And we want to say thank you to you, Anthony, and the entire team at Equal Love, not just here in Melbourne, but all around Australia, and all the advocates who have supported us, lifted us up, and helped us keep fighting. Thank you very much, and congratulations to the whole team for all the hard work which you've done.
Thanks so much. And Joy, thank you so much for the solidarity you've given us on this campaign. It's overwhelming, but now let the party start, and we hope to have a drink with you all and the whole Joy family very soon.
Thank you, Anthony. And speaking of celebrating and partying, we now have on the line Blake. Blake and his fiancée, Brett, got engaged a month ago. Blake, are you there?
Yeah, here I am. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey,
we're
good.
Really great. That today must mean something even huger for you. Like, it's actually a chance to finally solemnise your relationship with your partner. Legally.
Yeah, it is. So we recently got engaged actually through the right smack bang in the middle towards the end of the postal vote. And so I put probably a little bit more stress and anxiety towards the final few days of the vote. But I suppose for us now it's we can actually do a legal marriage in our own country.
Has it sunk in yet that it's a reality, or is it still a bit surreal?
Yeah, I think so. Like the past few weeks have been quite celebratory amongst friends and family, and then I suppose today is just the icing on the wedding cake, so to speak.
Well, I reckon that icing on that weather cake is tomorrow, tonight, it's just going to keep on growing. And we just wanted to say a big congratulations. Thank you for getting in touch about your impending nuptials. And we want to say congratulations and thank you so much for joining us tonight on The Informer.
No worries. Thanks so much for your time, guys.
That's it for another episode of The Informer. We'll be back Monday at 6:30 to bring you the day's big news from an LGBTI perspective.
A podcast of tonight's Informer will be available to download soon at joy.org.au/podcasts or on your preferred podcast platform.
And don't forget to follow us on social media, The Informer on Joy94.9 on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter.
We'd like to thank all of tonight's guests for speaking with us, and we'd like to thank our entire Informer team for putting together tonight's show and all the week's shows together.
My name's Dean Arcuri.
And I'm Matthew Wade. You've been listening to The Informer. Up next on Joy is Stand Up Straight, followed by The Deep End.
In the affirmative, in accordance with Standing Order 127, the names of those members who are in the minority will be recorded in the votes and proceedings. The clerk.
Third reading, a bill for an act to amend the law relating to the definition of marriage and protect religious freedoms and for related purposes.
That's it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.